This is VOA News. Via the remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The World Health Organization is warning that deaths from malaria because of disruptions in preventive measures during the coronavirus pandemic will far exceed coronavirus deaths in sub-Saharan Africa. More than 409,000 people globally were killed by malaria last year, the WHO said in its latest global malaria report. And COVID-19 will almost certainly make that toll higher in 2020. The majority of victims are expected to be babies in the poorest parts of Africa. Because of the ongoing transmission of malaria via mosquitoes in many parts of the world, half of the global population is still at risk of contracting the disease. The WHO says malaria kills a child every 2 minutes. Meanwhile, funding and attention has been diverted to the coronavirus pandemic, making it more likely that children will die of malaria unnecessarily. Peter Sands, the executive director of the Global Fund to Fight AIDS, Tuberculosis, and Malaria, spoke to reporters about the report. He said since malaria is a disease doctors know how to treat and prevent, the fact that it still exists is, in his words, a choice. Brazilian voters in 57 cities, including 18 state capitals, returned to the polls for runoff mayoral elections on Sunday, amid a surge in cases of COVID-19 and violence involving assassinations and attacks on candidates. Shaken by the world's second deadliest coronavirus outbreak and a deep economic crisis, Brazilians largely voted for experienced politicians from traditional parties. And Britain's foreign minister says his country and the European Union are heading into a very significant week as talks over a trade deal enter their final days. Serious differences have yet to be resolved. More on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.